Congress passed legislation this week making it easier for victims of foreign terrorism to collect money from terrorist states or organizations. Several years ago, Congress paved the way for victims to sue state sponsors of terrorism. But even when victims won their cases in court, they could not be paid because they could not access foreign assets frozen in the U.S. NPR's Tovia Smith reports that Congress has made that money available.
Avo Bayamian went to Kuwait for what he thought would be a quick business trip in 1990 and ended up being held captive for 66 days. As one of Saddam Hussein's so-called human shields, his capture was meant to prevent enemy airstrikes on an Iraqi uranium facility. When Bayamian finally came home, he sued Iraq for damages and won his case in court, but he could never collect a penny since the government would not allow victims like him to access the Iraqi assets that were frozen in the United States.
The disappointment, total, another psychological scar, and in that case, the one to be blamed will be the U.S. government, our government, my government.
But now Congress has changed the policy of the U.S. government, so Bayamian, a Boston-area businessman, and others like him may finally get compensation from those responsible for their torment.
A scar has been left on every person, so it is only fair to be compensated and compensated generously.
The number of judgments that have already been won against terrorists or are about to be won total nearly $2 billion. That's just a fraction of the money the U.S. has frozen. Gary Schiffman is a lobbyist representing hundreds of victims and their families who've gone after terrorists in court. He says this is a huge relief to them, and it may also open up the floodgates for other victims, past and future, to strike back at terrorists in their pocketbook where it hurts.
This is absolutely huge. This allows victims of terrorism the opportunity to make the bad guys pay.
The State Department has long opposed the idea of allowing victims to access frozen assets. Officials say it would undermine their ability to use the money as diplomatic leverage. They point, for example, to their use of frozen Iranian funds in 1981 to win the release of the hostages held in Tehran. Also, they argue opening up frozen assets to individual victims would just create a race to the courthouse, which would be unfair to those who don't manage to get there first. Last night, State Department spokeswoman Ann Marks said the administration remains opposed to the idea.
Using blocked assets will only serve to harm the national security interests of the United States. The U.S. government blocks assets and keeps those assets blocked in the interests of the nation as a whole.
But victims say the government has not been able to deter terrorists by holding onto their money. Pam Falk is a law professor at the City University of New York Law School. She agrees that making terrorist money available to victims may be a better way to discourage or cripple terrorist activity.
There's nothing more chilling to the terrorists than victims taking the terrorist money. And it shows the terrorists that victims have something to hold against them. It really sends a much stronger message than the State Department has ever done with this money.
Falk says the legislation giving victims a way to collect damages from terrorists reflects a changing political climate, especially since last September 11th. Pressure to compensate victims has been mounting, and many say it makes no sense to offer victims compensation that comes from U.S. taxpayers, as Congress did for the families of 9/11, while denying them the right to go after money from terrorists.
This law really adds a whole new area of victims' rights, and it's a whole new area of terrorism law.
Many victims of September 11th have been tracking this legislation closely, and the fact that it may be easier now to access real money after a trial may well influence many families to take their claims to the courts. Tovia Smith, NPR News.